Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so imagine you inherit your grandma's house.
Nice.
Like, dream come true, right?
Yeah.
Fresh start. Maybe you want to, I don't know, start that garden you always wanted.
Sure.
But there's one problem.
Okay.
The neighbor.
There's always a neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. What's up with this one?
Well, he's kind of a character. We'll just call him P.
Okay.
Picture this. Late 60s, always has a gin and tonic in hand.
Oh, okay.
Voice sounds like gravel on a chalkboard.
Right.
And P is not happy you moved in. Mm. I mean, we're talking like diary entries, police reports, photos even documenting this whole saga.
Wow. That's a lot. I mean, it's kind of amazing how these like little neighborhood things, you know, these disputes can just like blow up.
Yeah, you're telling me, and you're right, this isn't just about like a fence or whatever.
Yeah.
This gets into some deep stuff, you know, like control,
right?
Belonging, maybe even a little madness.
Okay.
We got a lot to unpack here.
I'm ready. Let's dive into these sources.
All right. So you're settling in, right? Getting a feel for the place. You're on the back deck with your dad one evening, just kind of relaxing. Okay. And suddenly,
here comes P.
Exactly. Gin and tonic, of course, leans over the fence, already a little, you know,
oh yeah,
tipsy, and launches into this rant about how you're like disgracing your grandma and the whole neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
And he even calls you, get this, an environmental excuse for a slob.
Uh-oh.
All because of your like clover-filled yard.
Oh, the clover. Yeah, that's interesting though, right? Like how he immediately goes to like shame.
Yeah.
And like community pressure, almost like a weapon.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, just being like, hey, I don't like your yard.
Yeah.
He's trying to make you feel like an outsider.
Totally.
Someone who just doesn't belong.
Right. It's like, especially when you're new and trying to kind of figure out where you fit in.
Yeah.
It's really unsettling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a classic manipulation tactic, right?
Yeah.
It's like playing on that need to be accepted, to fit in.
Yeah.
Invokes your grandma, the supposed disapproval of everyone.
Yeah.
Just trying to make you doubt yourself.
Totally. So you do what anyone would do. You start asking around, talking to other neighbors,
yeah,
just to see if like if P really speaks for the whole neighborhood.
That's smart.
Right. You got to check.
Don't assume.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where things get interesting. Turns out most neighbors actually find P to be, well, kind of a pain.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's bitter, obsessed with these like little tiny rule violations, always complaining.
Really? So it's like he's kind of the neighborhood
curmudgeon.
Yeah, curmudgeon. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is an important piece of the puzzle here, right?
Right.
It kind of suggests that maybe P's behavior is coming from, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Deeper. Maybe he's lonely or insecure or or needs to feel like he's in control.
Right, so it's pretty clear you're not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make P back down. In fact, his behavior starts to get even weirder. He's constantly watching you. Like, anytime you're in the yard, he's there, he's taking pictures.
Oh.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's super creepy. And then, like, it gets weirder. He starts showing up at night, shining a flashlight in your garden.
No way.
Yeah, accusing you of planting weeds. And then he tries to rope you into this, like, tree trimming collaboration.
Oh, jeez.
For a tree that's, like, on the property line.
But, yeah, so each of these actions, right?
Yeah,
it's like another little violation of your boundaries.
Yeah.
Right? And especially the night stuff. That's not okay.
Oh, yeah. That's super unsettling. It's like, it's not about the yard anymore.
Right.
It's something else. And then things get really dark. You start finding your trash cans overturned, your compost raided, even bags of dog poop.
Yeah.
That aren't even from your dogs, just tossed in your yard.
Wow. So this is where it crosses the line, right?
Oh, yeah.
From like annoying to something.
Yeah, it's like a whole other.
And worse. Yeah. It's like, it's meant to humiliate you.
Totally.
To like make you feel gross.
Yeah. It's like he's trying to like, I don't know, drive me crazy.
Right.
And it's honestly working. You start to like second guess yourself. Like, am I doing something wrong here?
Right.
Is it me? And to make it even worse, he's like spreading rumors.
Right.
Telling everyone that you're the reason there are rats.
Oh, come on.
Because of your compost.
Oh, no. So like he's painting you as the villain.
Totally.
Right? Like you're this disruptive force and he's, you know, trying to protect the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic. Trying to control how other people see you. Isolate you.
Yeah. It's actually insane. And then it gets crazier. So one morning you wake up and your mailbox is gone.
What?
Guess where it is?
It's like symbolic, you know.
Right.
He's taking something of yours, putting it on his territory.
It's totally.
It's like a power move.
It's insane. And then get this, Halloween. He takes down your decorations.
No.
Replaces them with a sign that says, no unauthorized decorations. And there's a photo of your yard tape to it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
this is about way more than decorations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's trying to erase you.
Yeah.
And say that he owns the community.
Right. Like, it's a message for everyone. Mm. I'm in control here. So finally, you've had enough. You confront him,
yeah,
like, face to face.
That's a natural reaction.
Yeah.
You know, when someone keeps crossing the line, you got to stand up for yourself.
Totally. But it doesn't go well. He basically tells you don't belong in his community.
Oh.
That you need to conform.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Chilling, right.
It's scary.
He's saying, straight up, he wants to control everything.
Yeah.
He wants you gone.
And that night, as if to prove his point, you wake up and he's shining a spotlight directly at your house.
Oh, come on.
Like, the whole house is lit up.
Really?
Yeah.
A spotlight. It's like he's trying to, like, literally control your space.
Totally.
And your time.
It's too much. It's a nightmare. So you get out.
Yeah.
Pack a bag. Go stay at your dad's for a few days.
Good idea. Sometimes you need a break.
Yeah. You got to get out of there. Yeah.
To clear your head.
Yeah.
Figure out what's next.
But when you come back.
Oh, no. This doesn't sound good.
Your yard is covered in signs.
Signs? Like what kind of signs?
Leave. Rats not welcome. You will never belong. It's like straight out of a horror movie.
So this is full on hostility now, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's public. He doesn't even care anymore.
No, it's terrifying. You feel like totally trapped. So you go back to the police. This time you've got all this evidence.
Okay, good. That documentation.
Yeah.
Is important. It shows a pattern.
Yeah.
Makes it harder for him to deny.
And this time they take you seriously. The officer goes to talk to P, tells him to knock it off. He has to take down the signs.
Okay. So a small victory.
Yeah.
But it shows him there are consequences.
Right.
Well, he backs off.
Yeah, it's quiet for now.
Right.
But you know, he's still watching.
Right.
Waiting.
Yeah, it's unsettling.
It's like, what does resolution even look like when the threat is still there?
That's a good question. And it's something we'll talk about, you know, next time.
In part two of our deep dive.
Right. So, you know, we saw how this whole thing, it started as like a yard thing, right?
Right.
And it became like this whole intimidation campaign.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. You think you're safe in your neighborhood, but, you know, these things can happen anywhere.
Totally. And like, what's so unsettling is that it could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
We've all got neighbors. We all have those moments. But how do you know when it crosses the line, you know?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things is, like, a pattern.
Yeah.
Is it a one-time thing or is it like constant?
Right. So like if my neighbor complains about my music once, that's fine. Mm. But if they're calling the cops on me for every little thing.
Right. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's about control.
Yeah.
Trying to like dictate how you live.
Like P, it wasn't about the yard. It was about
right.
him controlling everything.
Yeah, exactly. He kept pushing those yeah. boundaries. Mm. Every time he gave in, even a little, he pushed more.
Which brings us to like setting boundaries.
Yes. Super important.
Right. Like yeah. if you let the little things slide.
Exactly. It's a slippery slope.
So how do you set boundaries with someone like P?
Well, it can be tough, but you got to be assertive.
Yeah.
Clear, consistent.
So like if he starts ranting about the clover again.
Yeah. You don't just smile and nod.
Right.
You say like, I hear your concerns, but I like my art.
Right, right.
I'm not changing it.
And if he keeps harassing you.
You walk away.
Mm.
Don't argue. Don't engage.
Oh. Like.
Yeah. And document it.
Write it down.
Dates, time, specifics.
That documentation seems really key.
It is because often people dismiss this stuff as like, oh, it's just neighbors bickering.
Right, right.
But if you have proof, then it's harder to ignore.
It's not just he said, she said anymore.
Exactly.
And you mentioned gaslighting before. That was a scary part of the story. How do you even know if that's happening?
Right. Gaslighting, it messes with your head.
Yeah.
Makes you doubt your own reality.
So how do you spot it?
Well, one thing is denial.
Okay.
They deny your experiences, your memories. They say things didn't happen the way you remember.
So it's not a disagreement. It's like.
Right. It's deliberate. They're trying to make you feel crazy.
Wow.
Might downplay your feelings too.
Like, oh, you're overreacting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or blame you for their behavior.
So you start to think you can't trust your own judgment.
Right. That's the whole point. Make you dependent on them.
Scary. And this can happen in any relationship, right?
Absolutely. Romantic, friends, family, even work.
So what can you do if you think you're being gaslighted?
First, trust your gut.
Yeah.
If something feels wrong, it probably is. Don't ignore that.
It's like we're always told to be the bigger person, but.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to listen to those red flags.
Right. And then
document everything. Oh, conversations, dates, specific examples. So you see the pattern.
Like proof that you're not imagining things.
Exactly. And also get support.
Yeah.
Talk to people you trust.
Friends, family.
Yep. Or a therapist. Having someone validate your experience.
Yeah.
Can be huge.
Because it's easy to feel isolated when someone's manipulating you.
Right. Like P was trying to do.
Totally. So back to our story. Cops intervene. Things are calmer, but there's still tension.
Yeah.
What happens next? How do you move on when that threat, even if it's quiet, is still there?
Hmm. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's like even when it's quiet, you can't really relax.
Right. You're always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah. It just wears you down.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's like it can really mess with your head. You don't feel safe anymore.
Right. It's not just the events themselves. It's the like the impact on you.
Exactly. It's trauma. And, you know, we need to talk about that more. It's not just being a good neighbor.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing harassment. Even if it seems small, it can really hurt someone.
So what do you do? Like, how do you deal with that anxiety, that feeling like you're always on edge?
Well, first, remember you're not alone. What you're feeling is real.
Right. It's easy to downplay it, like, oh, it's just a neighbor thing.
Yeah, but it's stressful. It takes a toll.
Totally.
So reach out.
Yeah.
Talk to people you trust, friends, family, a therapist even.
Yeah, just having someone listen can make a big difference.
Huge. It breaks that isolation.
Right, like P was trying to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wants you to think you're the problem.
That I'm overreacting.
Right. But when you talk about it, you take back that power.
So are there like practical things you can do? To feel safer at home?
For sure. Focus on physical boundaries.
Okay.
Security cameras, motion lights, maybe a fence.
So like taking back your space.
Exactly. And setting boundaries isn't about being mean.
Right.
It's about protecting yourself.
If he tries to talk to you.
You don't have to engage.
Just walk away.
Politely, but firmly.
No more lawn care lectures.
Nope. And keep documenting. If anything else happens, write it down.
Okay.
Even small things. So there's a record.
It shows it's not just me.
Right. It's a community issue.
Yeah.
We got to stand up to harassment, make sure everyone feels safe.
You know, it's easy to think this is just like neighbor drama. But it says something bigger.
Oh, yeah. About power, control, how we treat people who are different.
It makes you wonder, like, how do we even prevent this kind of thing from happening?
That's a tough one. I think it starts with empathy.
Okay.
Listening to each other, respecting different viewpoints.
Not everyone has to agree on everything.
Right. Diversity, even in lawns, it makes a community stronger.
So, like, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away from this?
If you're in this situation, you're not alone. Trust your gut, set boundaries, document everything, and get help.
And for everyone else.
Let's build communities where everyone feels safe, respected, like they belong.
That's powerful. Leaves us with a lot to think about.
For sure.
So what would you do? How do we build those kind of communities? Share your stories, because these ordinary conflicts, they tell us a lot about ourselves.
Totally. There's always more to learn, more perspectives.
That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for listening. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep thinking critically.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.